You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are.
A little bit more 70s than 80s, but it did go into the 80s, so it's cool. It's cool. Right up Rod's alley, we're playing nothing but 80s awesome TV theme songs today. Dana and Carol will break down the Chiefs game for you here in just a moment. Your keyword to cash is mother. Text that into 72881. Dana swears, Rod, I'm going to need your help here, partner.
Hey, Will.
By that, I mean finger on the dumb button just in case.
A listener writes in to say, have you heard the Chiefs pump up song? There's this local artist who came up with this song for the Chiefs. It's about the playoffs. It's called All Gas, No Breaks. And it's really good. And they said the Chiefs even played it as part of their, you know, something to pump the team up. So
sure.
Scott goes and Googles All Gas, No Breaks.
The lyrics were amazingly rapey.
There is a rap song about All Gas, No Breaks, and it's rapey.
By the 816 boys.
He's reading it and I'm like, oh, God, that's their pump-up song?
No. That would at least presume that they're local if it's the 816 boys.
There are two songs called All Gas, No Breaks.
Wow.
There is a clean song about the playoffs.
We
that's
think.
The one you want.
It's like they made a Chiefs remix of the...
Yes.
It's all good. Of the rapey version.
It's all good.
I don't know, but here's what Dana claims, Rod, is a clean song.
Since they beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead this weekend. 100%.
He's walking down the street here. It's getting ready to start.
This guy. Yeah. This beat is nice.
We back. This beat is nice.
Yeah.
Huh. Beat is nice.
Playoff 2018.
Beat is nice.
Okay. Okay. Finished up the year with fireworks and got a win. Time to bring in 2019 with the energy again. On top of the West again. Our rivals, they traveling. We secured the number one. Now the kingdom is dialing in. We screaming. Wait a minute. All hail to the Chiefs. Let them know we representing in the land of the free. Home of the where we stay winning and we having some fun. And number one, I don't see nothing but dubs. And we singing. Okay. Turn it up and not just play off top.
All right. I'm not stopping it because I hate it. I'm stopping it because I ain't paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
And here we go some more.
We going in. All gas, no gas. All gas, no brakes. Time to flip the script, that arrowhead, let's get a win. All gas, no gas. All gas, no brakes. Okay, time to start the journey on down to the A. If you part of the kingdom, then let me hear you say. Okay, playoff time in Kansas City, time to reel it in. All gas, no gas. All gas, no brakes. Okay, get it, go, let's roll, yeah, we
okay, I gotta stop it again because I ain't paying for
it. I like it. It's nice. You can be rap and not rapey. This is nice.
Apparently that is a group that includes Tech N9ne.
Oh, that's why it's awesome.
There you go.
Didn't you release a rap song one time?
I actually put out an entire album, yes.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Can we hear it?
No.
Oh, come on!
Nope.
You can't drop that little moose turd on us on the last day.
Sorry. I actually don't think I have a radio edit handy, so that would not go well.
Mm. Oh, it has bad words in it?
Yes, yes.
Well,
here's the thing, okay? I was just starting out. I didn't know really what I was doing as a rapper.
Yeah.
So I cussed a lot.
Okay.
Because I knew.
You're white.
Yeah.
It really doesn't have to do with me being white. It had to do with me not knowing what I was doing.
Will?
Yes.
What was your rap name? Please, come on. What was your rap name?
We'll talk about it all fair.
Oh, come on. What was your rap name?
Okay, my rap name was Excellence.
That's well, okay.
That's
right. What's wrong with that? That's good.
Did you spell it weird?
Yes, I did.
Like Excellence?
I spelled it. I really don't want to put it out there how it's spelled. I don't want everybody looking this stuff up.
Is it on the YouTube?
There's some on the YouTube,
okay.
Yes.
Look, we have all done things in our careers early on that you look back and you're like, okay, I was learning, didn't really know what I was doing, probably mm-hmm. would have done this instead of that.
Yeah, I cussed 75 times in one song once.
I mean, it was the big bad words?
Of course. I was 17.
You like Air Supply.
Yeah, but I also, when I rebelled, it was through hip hop.
Okay. You want to hear Dana and Kara break down the Chiefs game for tomorrow?
Do I? Yes.
Here it is.
I don't know about you. I just can't wait to see Patty Cake make it shake on Saturday.
Oh, my God. I feel it in my loins when it's third and long. A play breaks down. He gets outside the pocket and throws a no-look bullet to the cheetah.
The cheetah. I mean, I thought patty cake is like first and long, if you know what I mean, and I think you do.
Okay, but seriously, what the hell are the Colts thinking running the Tampa 2 against 15?
I said the same thing. Pat is a beast against a lame-ass defense like that. He'll hit Travis Kelce all day long.
I told my husband actually to get lost on Saturday. Like, I'm tired of him coming downstairs and getting in my space when I'm trying to watch the game while knocking back a pitcher full of dirty martinis. I need my freaking space so I can yell at the 31st worst freaking defense in the league.
Yeah, I feel you. I told Chris, go to the mall, go shop, get away from me. If I see Ron Parker bust another coverage or Reggie freaking Ragland get pancaked by a tight end one more time, I am going to lose my shit and throw my Jimmy Choo's through a window.
Marlon Mack looked like a combination of the Juice, Sweetness, and Jim Brown against the Texans last week.
Oh, yeah. I've got a better chance of stopping Parks from wearing mesh shorts to work than the Chiefs do of stopping the Colts' rushing attack.
Where were you the last time the Chiefs won a home playoff game?
Doing beer pongs and body shots at the Wheel in Lawrence because I was in college. That's how long it's been.
Yep. The Colts on us from Captain Comeback to the No Punt game. We looked awful with LJ in 2006. And really, I just tried to not even think about the 28-point meltdown in Indy.
Yeah, Eric Berry needs to sack the up and be on the field. And so does Sammy. And those two rookies, Charvarius Ward, and let's talk about Tremont Smith for a minute. That Tremont Smith needs to play big or Andre Luck will pick our secondary apart.
No joke. And buttkicker.com better not pull a Cody Parker with the game on the line. We've lived through the Lynn Elliott, and I'm not doing that again.
Poor Lynn Elliott. Hey, how's that baby, by the way?
He is fabulous. Sleeping like a little angel at the moment.
Well, I cannot wait to see your face. I cannot wait to kiss that baby. And I cannot wait to watch the Chiefs on Saturday.
Right there with you, sister.
Okay, so that's how they broke down the game. Now, Rod, what you don't hear is what happened immediately following after. And by the way, we'll have the outtakes here in a second because I had to edit the you-know-what out of that whole thing. Here's what happened afterwards.
Go Chiefs. That was terrible. How bad do you want this, Scott? Because that was so bad. It's so bad. Okay, good. All right.
I don't even know most of what we said, for real.
It's good. No, I feel really good about it. I feel really good about it. Okay, I'm going to, I'll cut it up and then we'll send it to you when it airs.
Okay, sounds good.
Bye.
Okay, that's, even Kara admitted, I don't even know what we just said. I don't even know what we just said.
It was Brad Fanning saying it. It was Brad Fanning.
Here are some of the outtakes.
I just can't wait to see Patty Cake make it. Patty Cake make it. Okay, here we go. Yeah. I don't know about you. I just can't wait to see Patty Cake make it shake on Saturday. Or Reggie freaking Ragland get Pat. Who know who these people are? And so does Sammy. And those two rookies, Charvarius Ward. And Tremont. Who's Tremont? And let's talk about Tremont Smith for a minute. That Tremont Smith needs to play big, or Andre Luck will pick our secondary apart.
Andre Luck.
It's Andrew.
Yes, it's Andrew. But it was a good breakdown.
Good effort. I felt good breaking
down.
No,
I thought it was a solid breakdown of the game for tomorrow. Absolutely. Absolutely, it was solid.
Solid breakdown.
Yep. I'll let the text line decide. Do one more super quick jam or no jam before Will leaves us for the final time today or not?
Bear in mind, I'm not leaving forever.
Or, Will, what would you like to do? Would you like to play a game today?
I always love playing a game.
Let's play Name That Will Starrett Rap Song.
Oh, geez. Let's not do that.
It would be excellent.
Or should I call you Excellence?
Whichever works for you.
Was this ever released? Like, did you print copies of it?
Me and another guy in school, the two of us had our own very small rap label. It was me and this guy and two other people, and we put out
copies of our
albums.
Hey, a lot of big stars, Will Starrett, have started with their very own label.
Yeah. selling it out of the trunk of their car.
You're darn right they did.
I was selling it out of my book bag at school.
That's right, and I'm glad that you tried. E for effort, my friend.
Thank you.
Or excellence.
Oh, God. Can I just guess that there was no E at the beginning?
You are correct. There was not.
I knew it.
Went with the X.
You went straight to the X.
Of course I did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you want to break down some of your poor decisions in high school?
Not really.
Yeah, I didn't think you did.
Although, I will say this regarding your musical career, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually quite a fan of what I heard of your band.
Thank you.
Was it the Dislocated Hips?
We were called the Dislocated Hips.
Are
it was fabulous.
Serious?
Yeah. Yes. Had a song called Raunchy Food,
that's
which
correct.
I just love.
Thank you. I liked Raunchy Food. That was one of my favorites.
Yeah, that was a good one. That's a jam.
Thanks, man. You really liked Raunchy Food?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Everybody wants to hear one more round of Jam or No Jam, so we'll do a super small round right after 4:30. Are you cool with that?
Works for me.
Excellence.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. You know, something that's happened to almost all of us, and knock on wood, happens to none of us in the future, but if you do find yourself in a car accident, whether it's a fender bender or, God forbid, something more serious, remember the name Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs, because they are the best in the business. I know this because I've been out there many times. Dale's a personal friend. I've watched his crews at work, and their reputation is so good. They've had people drive in from Omaha, Columbia. I know a great family from Leawood that recently took one of their cars to Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. Their work is guaranteed as long as you own your car or truck. So get it fixed right the first time. Here's their number, just in case you ever need it. 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855 or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dales in Blue Springs, taking care of cars, taking care of you. Cheers.
Anyway in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries.
Hey, don't forget Festivus Friday is coming your way right at the top of the hour. Right after the news. Your theme today is awesome 80s TV theme songs. We're just taking a little walk down memory lane for a lot of you. Did you hear about the Republican county group down in Texas?
Oh, yeah.
In Tarrant County, Texas.
That's Fort Worth.
You're right. It is Fort Worth. Did I pronounce it right? Tarrant
yes.
County? Tarrant County?
Yeah. Very good.
They voted late yesterday to keep Shahid Shafie in office. Shafie is a surgeon and a city council member in suburban Fort Worth. Several Republican Party leaders supported him staying in his position and condemned an effort to unseat him. Among those who supported him staying in office was somebody by the name of George P. Prescott Bush, the Texas land commissioner and the son of the former Florida governor and the grandson of George H.W. Bush. The reason they wanted to get rid of Mr. Shafie was because he is a practicing Muslim.
Now, is someone on record? I mean, nothing surprises me anymore when I hear about these stories. I mean, honestly, nothing surprises me anymore. But is someone on record saying specifically that is why they wanted to boot him from their local party affiliation?
Dory O'Brien, who is a member of the GOP's executive committee, said on Facebook, quote, "We don't think he is suitable as a practicing Muslim to be vice chair because he would be the representative for all Republicans in Tarrant County. And not all Republicans in Tarrant County think Islam is safe or acceptable."
Oh, good God. Swap that out with a woman or black. Swap that out if somebody said, "We do not think a black commissioner is suitable because not all of our constituents are black."
People would argue race is not a choice, religion is. I understand your point. He was overwhelmingly kept on the committee, by the way. So in fairness, but I believe the vote was 149-36, if I'm not mistaken. So 36 people thought he should be removed because he is a Muslim. Shafie, by the way, in an open letter said he believes in the county's GOP fundamental sense of fairness. "A nation divided by hate and fear," he went on to say, "makes us weaker and our enemies stronger. It is through inclusion, not exclusion, that we will be able to build strong communities."
I always wonder in stories like this if those same racists would have a problem with the good doctor if they were on that operating table and he was charged with saving their life?
Of course they would.
You know as well as I do, they'd be praying to God that that doctor, who is very good at what he does, saves mom or dad.
He's one of them Islams, though. Can't be trusted. You know as well as I do. There are times I think, oh my God, are we really in 2019 or are we in 1940?
Is that the story that you said was your get off the planet story?
No, I got another one.
Okay, because I've got another one.
Okay.
Does it involve a car crash?
I don't think so.
Okay. Then you get one and I get one because I have a whopper.
And because Mr. Starrett is leaving us after today, in fact, we have three newscasts with this good man left, we'll do a super, super fast round of Jam or No Jam when we get back. But first, here is Will Starrett.
Happening now on KMBZ, who sees what at the border? More next.
You know, the roads are bad out there today, and you want a car that is safe. One of the things I love about everything out there in that fleet at Volkswagen of Lee Summit are the safety features on those cars. I've driven them all. The Atlas, the Tiguan, I drove the Jetta for a while. Amazing, updated, new technology in all of those cars. Of course, the backup camera. The side impact alert system, which is one of my favorite features on those cars. If someone's riding in your blind spot, that car will tell you. You know what? Just the simple fact that I felt so in control and so safe in that Atlas, which is sort of like a minivan cross SUV hybrid, but it doesn't look like a minivan and it doesn't drive like the clunky SUV. I tell all of my girlfriends, if you're ready to retire the minivan, go test drive the Atlas. Hands down, was my favorite car out on that lot. I loved it. Drove that thing for months. Go on out to Volkswagen Lee Summit. Don't forget, right now they will axe your tax. They are still paying all sales tax on all new and used cars when you buy. That is for a limited time only. Go in. They will pay your sales tax for you. That's on new and used models. Head into Volkswagen of Lee Summit off I-470 in Colburn Road or VWLeeSummit.com. VWLeeSummit.com.
4:31, I'm Will Starrett. The president says his visit to the U.S.-Mexico border supports what he sees as a crisis of drugs and crime. He tweets that, quote, it is a far worse situation than almost anyone would understand, an invasion, end quote. During a visit to the border this week, the president was presented with statistics on border crossings and an array of drugs seized by agents, but the drugs were intercepted at official points of entry, not the areas where he wants a wall built. There were no signs of invading hordes, and the mayor of the city that he visited, McAllen, points to its crime rate in saying there's no need for a wall. Detectives are interviewing a 13-year-old Wisconsin girl who authorities say managed to get away from a cabin months after being abducted from her home. Investigators don't think Jamie Kloss had ever interacted with 21-year-old Jake Patterson before they say he killed her parents and kidnapped her back in October. He's now being held on homicide and kidnapping charges. Plenty of entities are showing interest in opening medical marijuana businesses in Missouri. The Department of Health and Senior Services says it's gotten more than 250 forms and more than $2 million in application fees just in the first week of accepting applications from those seeking to grow or distribute medical marijuana. Voters in Missouri approved a constitutional amendment back in November allowing for medical marijuana, joining 32 other states. The health department's still formulating rules to regulate the new industry. Traffic and weather together next. It's 4:33.
Hey, if it's amazing fine men's clothing that you're looking for at incredibly affordable prices, there is only one stop in Kansas City, but you have to hurry. The Byron store closing sale has less than a week to go, and right now they are offering crazy discounts throughout the store. Cashmere scarves are only $25. St. Croix slacks as low as $25. Robert Talbot sport shirts for $40. Byron sport coats in every size down to $39. Byron is closing, so everything must go in preparation for their move down south and their return as Peter's Clothiers. Save up to 90% on the best selection of men's clothing in Kansas City. New merchandise still arriving. Shop designers like Robert Talbot, Eton, St. Croix, Southern Tide, True Grit. Great deals on fine leather jackets, Italian silk ties, fine dress shoes, belts, sportswear, cashmere sweaters. I recently stopped by, got a fantastic fitted sport coat at an unbelievably low price. Byron on the Country Club Plaza, 47th and Jefferson in the Jack Henry Building.
Now KMBZ weather.
Now we're under a winter storm warning, periods of snow likely, every once in a while mixing with sleet. That'll bring down your total a little bit, but nonetheless, it's icy and snowy. Most of the heavier activity will happen during the overnight hours through the first portion of Saturday. That will definitely plague you if you're heading for any sort of watch party, tailgating, or going to Arrowhead itself. 30 in the morning, afternoon high of 32 degrees. The winter storm warning stays in effect until 6 p.m. We'll see anywhere from 4 to 7 inches across the metro. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
Right now, 32 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett. News 98.1 KMBZ.
Look at what's happened to me. Oh. I can't believe it myself.
Great American Hero.
Yes.
Suddenly great one. I'm
that's a good one.
On top of the world.
The jam.
That is jam.
We're playing nothing but great 80s TV theme songs today.
Joey Scarberry.
Yeah. All right, we're going to do a super fast round. By that, I mean about four or five songs. I was downstairs, and a sales guy, Jeff, pulls me aside. And Jeff says, I've got to know. I was listening to the show yesterday. And to the texter who says, you guys do Jam or Don't Jam all the time. We have not done it. Yesterday, we did do it. Prior to that, we had not done it in a month. So simmer down. But anyway. Jeff pulls me aside and he says, I have to know, how many of those songs do you give to Will in advance?
Oh, no way.
The answer is, that's right, the answer is zero. We're going to do like four or five songs real fast, okay?
Let's do it.
And we'll move on to something else. Okay. We got Festivus Friday coming up at the top of the hour. Here we go. You get 0.3 seconds. Are you ready?
Ready. Believe that's Bryan Adams' Heaven, which is a jam. That is such a good song.
Oh, that's a jam. That's
yeah,
a
it is.
Jam. 1984, off the Reckless album. 1985, actually. 1985. I stand corrected. Rod, whenever you're ready, you may fire at Will.
Keep Ooh. It Coming Love by KC and the Sunshine Band. Not a jam.
Ooh! All right. Couple more real quick.
That song's going to be stuck in my head for 3 days,
man,
now.
Man, but it's not a jam.
I know.
Maybe you have to go home and listen to one of your rap albums.
There we go.
Yeah. You ready? 0.3 seconds.
Go for it. Oh, that is You're the Inspiration from Chicago. You don't even have to ask if that's a jam. Of course it is.
All right, we got two more. Rod's got one, and then I got one, then we'll move on to something else. Rod, you may fire whenever you're ready.
Easy Ooh. Lover.
Oh.
Easy Lover. Philip Bailey, Phil Collins jam.
Okay. All right.
Last one.
This is the last one. We're going to send you out on top, I hope. You get 0.3. I'm going to shorten it to 1/5 of a second.
So 0.2.
Yes, 1/5.
Yes.
Let's see how good you
simplify your fraction.
Let's see how good you really are.
All right.
You ready?
Sure.
Here's the last one. Jam or no jam with Will Starrett until Kara Marks gets knocked up again. Here it is. Ready?
Sure. Oh, Sheila from Ready for the World is a jam.
We played Love You Down yesterday.
And you mentioned the people thinking it was Prince.
Back in the 80s, people thought Ready for the World was Prince under a different name.
I had never heard that until yesterday, and now I've heard it like clear as day on both of those songs. Love it.
They were so good. Whatever happened to those cats? We ought to do Still Around or Not Still Around with those guys.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did an episode of Unsung on TV One about them, but I'm not sure.
Will you see if they're still a band or not a band?
It appears as though they have reformed.
Oh!
They were together from 82 to 91.
Casino Circuit?
Broke up and then got back together. They've been doing, maybe not the Casino Circuit, but they've been doing a lot of back in the day music review type shows. Where it'll be,
they had to go on tour with like New Kids on the Block when they come to town.
That would be a solid. That'd be a solid pairing there.
By the way, the shutdown is now in day 20, hour 17, minute 41, 3 seconds.
And today was supposed to be payday.
That's what I'm about to get to.
Right?
Yes. And if the shutdown goes to midnight tonight, and it will, we think, it will be officially the longest shutdown in modern American history. Paychecks went out today. Have you seen the pictures on the internets?
Because it says worked 80 hours.
Right.
Pay
$0. $0. I mean, you want to talk about adding insult to injury, kick in the teeth, break your blank off in my butt.
Well, there's an image for you.
I don't know why I used the word blank when I meant foot.
Well...
Foot's not a bad word.
Four letters.
Yeah, I guess. Starts
four letters and begins with F. Yeah. Has a vowel right after that.
Yeah, that's true. So anyway, these guys are getting, and gals, are getting copies of their paychecks. Or, you know, you can log online, of course, and we have that here at the office too. And it tells you how many hours you worked and then tells you that you have been paid $0.00. I do not know how you show back up for work on Monday.
What happens with like your 401k, Social Security, like all of the different stuff, like your daycare pre-tax stuff?
Your paycheck
deductions. There's just all of that is just tabled? I suppose it would have to be.
I would imagine they would take all of it out at the normal procured rate, if that's a word, I think it is. When you're paid, and by the way, they passed a bill today. I think the president announced he was going to sign it. That would give everyone back pay when they finally are up and running again at the federal government. Here's one. Let's say that you are divorced with children. You and your ex-wife do not get along, and you owe child support.
Oh, yeah. Good luck. Come get it. Come get it, because child support in most cases is taken directly out of a man's paycheck.
It is taken out of mine directly.
After taxes, what's the worst one?
Paying child support.
I think I said it the wrong way.
No, you didn't.
Whatever it's taken out that way.
Yeah, it's taken out after taxes. And then the mother, the woman, doesn't pay taxes on that money that she receives.
Or the man.
Which is rare.
That is a blanketly false statement that you just said.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
That it's rare that the man gets child support?
I think it's a higher percentage of women who receive it, but it is not what it used to be.
It is less common, but it does happen with some degree of regularity.
Hang on.
I can count women on one hand, I know, in that situation, and so it's...
Who receive child support?
No, who pay.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's extremely rare for a man to receive child support. That's what I said.
Look up the percentage.
I'm looking it up. Why are you arguing with me with that?
Because I think it used to be extremely rare, and I don't think that's the case anymore.
It's certainly not the majority of cases, but...
That's what I meant to say.
It's not unheard of at this
point. It's not the majority. It is not as rare as it used to be.
Okay, I'll look it up.
I'm in your corner on that.
I know, which is why I'm shocked.
That system is just... is not set up well.
No, it's not. I'm not looking to get into it.
Not on a Friday.
I'm just going to get angry. I'm just going to get angry, and I don't want to do that. But I'll look it up. That's more likely to be poor. Who cares? I'll find it here in a minute. I'll find it. We're going to do Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. We will do your next keyword to cash coming up right at 5 o'clock. And you're welcome to join us at any time at 576 7798. You can always text us at 22980. Rod Babcock, Dana Wright, Will Starrett. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Hey, you have heard me bragging about Cottonwood Canyon. If you haven't been out to the heart of Johnson County at 435 and 87th Street to look at these homes and the new lots, 27 new lots that are now available for purchase, you need to go now. If you are looking for brand new, award-winning construction, this is where you want to be. Those 27 lots overlook two of the most gorgeous golf holes out at Canyon Farm Golf Clubs. It is wilderness landscape beyond your wildest imagination. With creeks, small bluffs, lush native landscaping, there are caves and caverns out there. It really is stunning. And if you're going to live out at Cottonwood Canyon, you want to be around holes 2 and 3. Give them a call now for a private tour, 913-492-4444, 492-4444, or cottonwoodcanyonks.com.
Sounds like Roseanne right there. Why don't they bring her back?
Well, she's dead.
Well, I understand, but you could Bobby Ewing that thing.
I don't think you can Bobby Ewing that.
Isn't that amazing that Bobby Ewing has become like a verb?
Yeah.
For bringing somebody back from the dead one season after they died?
It's like Jump the Shark.
Yeah.
A little bit.
You just Bobby Ewing him. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Oh, I have the sweetest story for you. Oh, yeah.
Dude, have you ever been to South Fork? It is.
Don't tell me it's smaller.
Oh, it's much smaller than you
think. Oh, yeah, it's a tiny little place. I mean, there's a crap ton of land.
Yeah, they do have longhorns out there in the field and everything. Ranch. And the pool's out back, just like it is in the TV show.
Right.
Where Charlene went sunbathing.
Well, that's right, where Charlene went to sunbathe.
Hussy.
But it's amazing. I think there are more shops at South Fork than there is actually South Fork.
Like you can go buy stuff there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that whole area used to be kind of in the middle of nowhere, and now there's...
Yeah.
Really nice houses all around there and stuff. It's like, really?
Well, you'd be like, I live by South Fork. Do you know what I remember, how I knew when I was young that they were just wealthy beyond imagination and everyone's going to laugh? On Dallas, one of the first signs that they were so wealthy, you could not even understand the wealth.
Okay.
Do you remember the first scene where the maid brought out to the dining table by the patio the cell phone, the cordless phone,
not the cell phone.
She brought out a cordless phone on a tray and said,
"Yes, on like a silver platter."
Yes, on a silver platter, and said, "Miss Ellie, you have a phone call." And that was years before anyone had a cordless phone.
But Rod, having been to South Fork, you'll know this:
it's like, that phone doesn't have a cord on it.
The drive into South Fork looks like it's really long. So here's what they would do, and I'm not kidding, because the driveway into the actual house itself is not that long.
Well, it's longer than your average driveway.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
not,
it's longer than my driveway.
Not like they make it look on the show.
But what they would do, and I had a tour guide, because I've always loved Dallas, the show. And so my mom and I and the family, we went down there, and I'm like, I got to go see South Fork. My cousin's like, it's not what you think, Scott. And I said, well, I want to go see it. While we're here. So we go out to South Fork.
I'd have to go see it.
The way that they made the drive look really long is when they would have the cars pull in off the county road, they would film it basically from right next to the house. They would have the person drive all the way up to the camera.
Okay.
Then they would go back to the end of the driveway.
Have them do it again.
Turn around. And film the car continuing on. It made the driveway look twice as long as it really was.
Can you go in the house?
Yes.
So it's like Graceland where you can go in.
Full tours.
Oh, yeah. The awful wallpaper is still on there. I mean, it looks just like South Fork from the Dallas TV show.
Oh, I would totally go do that tour.
The beds are all
fun to, you got to check it out.
It's a beautiful house. The pool, they still have water in the pool. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's very well manicured.
So put that on your museum list. I've never seen Graceland, but I've always heard it is really small.
I like Elvis, but I have no interest in seeing Graceland.
Yeah,
I don't know
I've seen
why.
So many photos of it. Friends have gone, and they're like, it's super small and super 70s. Like, it's exactly the way it was.
If you think South Fork is a gigantic mansion, you will be horribly disappointed.
Okay.
It's a nice house.
It's a very nice
house. It's a very nice house.
But do you know my favorite gigantic museum mansion. House? And it's very macabre, but it's my favorite museum house, and I was so fascinated. Is when you take the Ford Theater tour in Washington, D.C., where President Lincoln was shot. I had always assumed he was shot and died. That is not how it happened. He was shot and rushed outside and across the street because there was a house there. So they rushed this dying president outside, banged on the door, and said, we need to lay him down, brought him into this house. Where he lived for what? Rod, a day?
Yeah, it was a very short time.
Maybe one day.
You're talking about Lincoln?
President Lincoln.
Yeah, it wasn't a full 24 hours or anything.
And you do the Ford Theater tour, and that's fine. It's the theater. You cannot go into the booth up there.
They still have plays. I mean,
oh, really?
It's still a
booth?
Theater.
You know what I mean. Ford Choice Award. You can't go into the fancy
balcony.
Seats. The balcony. You cannot go into the balcony, but you can see the balcony.
Can you go into the Wilkes?
No, you cannot go into the booth.
What about, can you go to the John?
But you can go into the house. Where he
died.
You can
go to the John.
You can go to the John there, but you can't go to the John and then to the booth.
Right.
But she's right, though. When you take the tour and they take you across the street to the house, it's really pretty cool because it's still set up like it was.
The house is exactly the way it was.
They have the pillow with his bloodstains on it.
Shut
up.
You know, back in the day, you would have a pot with a pitcher in it for water. A bowl with a pitcher in it. Those old
ceramic.
Wash
your hands
hands.
Shave
basin.
And stuff
that
like
that. Basin. That basin is on the table.
The original?
It is exactly how it was.
Wow.
The pillow blew me away.
Really?
I was amazed by it.
Thank you. I love that Ford Theater tour.
The pillow blew you away?
Yeah, it was mind shattering.
Well, but you can't go up to the booth.
No,
but you can
go
to the booth. But you can go to the John.
Right.
Okay, got it. Your keyword to cash is relax.
Other than that, how'd you like the play, Mrs. Lincoln?
relax is your keyword to cash. Text that into 72881. Thank you.
Thank you.
72881 message and data rates may apply. We're going to do Festivus Friday coming up right after the 5 o'clock news with our good friend Will Starrett. Get in early at 576-7798. 576-7798. Will Starrett with the news.
Happening now on KMBZ. Sentencing day for a convicted pedophile priest. More next.
Yep, it's snowing out today, but you might be wondering, will Seal Once KC still come out and seal and stain and permanently protect all of those areas out at my house? Yes, they will. They will come inside on days like today, and they will put that permanent polymer decorative coating on your garage floor, on your basement floor. It looks amazing, and you will never be so glad that you have that floor in your basement than when you host a bunch of 12-year-olds on New Year's Eve who spill blue Fanta soda all over the floor. Took about a minute and a half to clean up that floor because it is so easy to keep clean. And it looks great. Ours is that dark brown, looks like leather, but is concrete. It is stained, and it looks amazing, and it's so easy to wipe up the messes if you've got kids, pets. If you have allergies, put that floor down. Call them today at Seal Once KC. They'll come do it for you. 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. 816-942-3927. Remember, with Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com today. Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.